Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Bob Fasciano from the Alliance Advisory Group. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Happy to be here.
I am so glad you're here. So you are a Buffalo and Rochester entrepreneur, right? I mean, with Alliance, you have offices, main offices in Buffalo. You have a very big presence in Rochester as well. And I believe you're in some other cities as well, right?
That's right. Our headquarters, Dave, is here in Buffalo, New York. And we also have the office on Park Avenue in Rochester. And we have another office in Syracuse. An office in Jamestown, New York, which happens to be my hometown.
Oh, you're from Jamestown.
I am indeed.
Did you know Lucille Ball back in the
day?
Not
personally.
yeah. That's great. So let me.
She's the second famous person that came out of Jamestown.
You're the first?
Yeah, you might say that.
I love that. So let me tell you how I got familiar with Alliance Advisory Group.
Yeah, please do.
So I'm in Rochester, and I'm planning an event for business owners, right? I have what's called the Avanti Summit. Now, Avanti, you may know being Italian, means move forward. And so that's what we do. We try to help business owners move forward. And so I have an annual event called the Avanti Summit. And it's for business owners. It's kind of a one-day boot camp for entrepreneurs that want to grow and learn and kind of have a pep rally. And I bring in speakers like Norm Brodsky from Inc. Magazine and a lot of Western New York really successful business owners. So I called Alliance in Rochester to be a sponsor and ended up talking to Matt Vehu, you know, your director over in Rochester. And great guy. He's very interested. And he said, we'll sponsor your lunch, but we want to have somebody be a speaker during lunch. I said, that's fine. Can it be more of an objective learning experience than just an ad, right? So if someone's going to speak from Alliance, people at lunch don't want to hear, you know,
right,
buy these 401k plans, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They want to hear a story, you know? Mm-hmm. So he goes, I've got just the person. Right. So there's a woman that works for our company. Her name is Angela Saffron, and she will tell her story about her life and how the industry that she works in was a big pivotal role in helping her.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through some ups and downs with her life, and she talks about how learning what she learned here at Alliance helped her get through some of those. So it was very relevant to really the day of entrepreneurship. And so that's how I met Alliance. So I have fell in love with Alliance. I think you guys are a great company. Matt and Angela have become good friends. In fact, in Rochester, I started a local advisory, like a peer advisory mm-hmm. board. We meet once a month, and it's like a mastermind group, confidential mastermind group, almost like a Vistage or EO. And we meet at Alliance. So thank you. We met last night. And so thank you for that, too.
You're welcome. Matt had told me that today, that you guys had your meeting. So that's great.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a win-win. And
happy to do it. We have the space there. And
great space.
We'd love to support what you're doing, because I'm a real believer in entrepreneurialism. And so I'm very supportive. We'd love to support what you're doing.
Well, you're doing a great job, and you've got we're in your training room, right? I mean, you know, how many companies like you actually have like a beautiful training room like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Rochester, we're in Buffalo now, just so our listeners know, but in Rochester, they have a beautiful training room as well. So Bob, tell me, please let our listeners know and tell me the story of Bob years ago who said, you know what? I am going to start my own business. How did that journey begin, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we only have 40 minutes. So 41 minutes. I'll keep it relevant to what I believe your listeners might want to hear, and I really want to create some value for some of those folks. My journey, I started out in the out of school, of course, and I always wanted to be in sales. Mm. And I was attracted to Prudential Insurance Company,
mm-hmm.
selling insurance in 1969 door-to-door, chasing baby leads and mortgage leads and all that kind of stuff.
Looking for baby carriages.
all that kind of stuff. Back in those days, it was a different business than we have today. But anyway, started there, did reasonably well there to the point where this was in Jamestown, New York, by the way, my hometown. I went back to Jamestown. And apparently did a good enough job so that management of the office decided that maybe I could be a sales manager and start to train somebody else. And at 24 years old in the management, not having any experience, that was kind of a scary situation, but somehow was able to get through that, do well enough with that, so I got another promotion to be an associate manager. The next move was I would get my own operation. And of course, that became a lifelong dream of mine to have my own organization. And so I went through a training program within the Prudential to at some point in time have my operation. And it wasn't going to be in Buffalo because we in Buffalo, there was already quite a substantial office for the Prudential there. They were going to move me to some remote place where it might be a fledgling organization, a new organization, and I got to go in and put the juice on the table and get it done.
Topeka, Kansas.
Right. Well, anyway, it was time for me to get that offer. My lifelong dream at that point. And this was 1978, so I had been around for several years in the field and then several years in the management with good training. And I had an offer to go to Providence, Rhode Island, or Hartford, Connecticut. So I looked at it, and on the plane ride home, it was very emotional. I actually started to cry because I really didn't want it. What I didn't want was working for a large company, and they're going to have control over my destiny and where I raise my family. And at that time, we were entrenched in this community in Buffalo, entrenched in a church. I had younger children. This was our community. I just involved in a country club, blah, blah, blah. This was our home. And the idea of moving from Hartford and doing hopefully a good job there and then going to Topeka, Kansas or whatever, it didn't work for me.
You didn't want to be controlled.
But I lacked one thing. I had a lot of chutzpah and a lot of the other stuff and a certain amount of skills, but I was broke. Didn't have any money to speak of to start my own business. I knew how to sell. I knew how to recruit. I knew how to train people. That's what I was recognized for. So my boss at the time was my mentor, and he came to me and said, well, what are you going to do? Which, where are you going to go, Hartford or Providence? I said, I'm quitting. He said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
He had never heard that, right?
I don't want to wind up like you. I love you, but you've been all over this country, and you don't know your kids. That ain't going to work for me. Good Italian culture, you know?
Right, huge. Well, family's
so everywhere. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to be a general agent. I'm going to start my own operation. He said, you don't have any money. I said, that's okay. I'll borrow money. I mean, I'll do what I got to do. I'm going to do this.
Do whatever it takes.
But I'm not going to hurt you. How long do you want me to stick around to make this transition? He comes back to me the next day. He said, Bob, I'll make you an offer. I'll be your bank.
Wow.
I'll be your bank. I'll also be on the sidelines for you because I'm going to retire next year. But I need you to stay for another year. Thought about it. Got my wife together. We thought about it. We prayed about it. It was obvious. That was the best choice. Having him at my side and his money with no interest, by the way, for two years.
Wow.
So we did it. Started in 78. In an office in Buffalo. And then over the years, it just kind of grew organically like it would. We expanded into Rochester. I think that year was 1994. 2003, it was Syracuse. We had an office in Jamestown.
Hey, Bob, I'm sorry. We got to take a quick break.
You got it.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Talking to Bob Fasciano from Alliance Advisory.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on WOKR.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, we have important news. If you lost your supplier or if you need one, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to potentially be eligible. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details.
Call 800-373-4379. That's 800-373-4379.
Get free, no obligation information, free delivery to your door, and all the insurance paperwork is handled by our accredited agents for free. Call right now and you will also receive a free pedometer as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you or a loved one needs diabetic supplies and you have Medicare or private insurance, we can help.
Call 800-373-4379. That's 800-373-4379. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-373-4379.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7179 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-956-7179. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7179 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.
Hi, we're back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Bob Fasciano, who's a great, great entrepreneur, business owner, and we're going to learn more of a leader now when it comes to coaching other people to success. But Bob has been telling us his story of how he started Alliance. It's a fascinating story. You worked for Prudential, was climbing the ranks. They wanted to move you around the country, and you had an epiphany that that's not what you wanted to do. You didn't want another company determining your destiny, where you were going to live. And it just hit you hard that you needed to start your own gig. And so for our listeners, you know, please continue with the story. It sounds like your boss at Prudential was a great guy, supported you, helped you, gave you an interest-free loan. So please continue with that part of the story.
Yeah. Well, we did that. We started, and our deal was he was gonna hang around. He was ultimately wanting to go to Florida, but he was going to stay with me in Buffalo. He came in the office. We had an office together. I opened up an office, but it was my business. But he was always there, and I tell you, that piece taught me the concept of mentorship and how important that is in the development of a leader. And maybe we can talk more about that later,
sure,
David. But that I witnessed that firsthand, what a mentor really, really means and what it can do. And there's a distinction between a mentor, a teacher, and a coach. They're three different things, but he was a mentor to me, and so I obviously picked his brain during those early years. He was a good business person. I wasn't. You have to have somebody to teach you how to run a business.
You were a good salesperson.
I had those skill sets, but a little bit like the entrepreneur, like the E-Myth, so to speak. You know, I didn't have the knowledge or the skills to run an enterprise, to run a business. Even though we started out with three or four people, because that's all we had. My wife was our secretary, bookkeeper, whatever at that time. Okay,
whatever
that
it took, right?
I only lasted for a few months.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't work for me. Okay, but she was there for us, and then I had a couple of other advisors joined us. And so, anyway, we've been fortunate to have some nice growth. Our business, of course, the industry has evolved. Back in those days, it was basically insurance products only. Now we're probably about 50% insurance and investment-based products into full planning, fee-based planning. We have a 401k division that does 401k plans. We're very active with that. And so the business has changed a lot. And in the process, I really had to learn, Dave, how to be not only a business owner, but a leader of other people. Because one of the things I learned along the way, and maybe this might be helpful for your listeners, is I learned through another mentor of mine, John Maxwell, that the essence of leadership, the definition of leadership, is really influence. But the function of leadership is not to get more followers, but to develop more leaders. And when I caught that, I said, man, that's it. That's the essence of what we have to do. My job is not to get more followers. It's to develop more leaders. Because I've found and I've learned that people will build the business, not me. If my people are growing, the business is growing. If our people aren't growing, the business is in decay. And I've been through cycles of business over these 40 years witnessing that, where our people weren't growing, and it was not a surprise that our business wasn't prospering. But when the people grow, it's just fertile ground, and it just mushrooms. And so I'm really excited about that piece, and I've tried to teach that to our son, to my son, and to our folks here as well.
So it's you know, I just was talking to another woman. I was on her podcast about leadership, and we were talking about exactly what you're talking about is, you know, good leader creates more leaders. And they, you know, in my opinion, I think you'll agree, is they do that by being a mentor, teaching, supporting, being a servant leader, being there to help them
absolutely
grow and learn to lead. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it helps the leader. It helps the organization. Everything, yeah. It makes it your life easier. You know?
Well, there's a concept, Dave, that I feel very, very strongly with. And I don't want to really spend a whole lot of time, unless it comes up in our Q&A here, about the difference between managers and leaders. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying one's better than the other. They're two different things. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of discussion on that. Managers manage process, leaders lead people, and all that. The point is, you got to be both.
Yeah.
Okay? But the one thing for sure that I'm very, very passionate about is investing time versus spending time. So I think as a leader, as an entrepreneur, investing time with your best people is where you're going to get the best rate of return. And I always didn't do that. I used to play what I call Robin Hood. I'd steal from the best and give to the weakest. That's what I did mm-hmm. for a long time until I discovered, and I did have, it wasn't an epiphany, I had a wake up one time, and it really got to the point where, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to love on them. I'm going to invest them. I'm going to try to mentor them the best I can, be very intentional about coaching and mentoring them, create opportunities for them, be their resource for them, for my best. You don't do that for everybody in your organization. Now, as a leader, I have to get somebody else to do that to some of the people in the organization, but I'm going to work with my top guns.
I love that. There's a book, I think it's by Keith Ferrazzi, called Eat with the Best.
Yes, yes.
It's what you're talking about. The leader should be spending time with people that are great and try to make them outstanding, because that's how you will really fuel and propel your success as
no
a company.
No question.
Instead of trying to spend time with the poor performers or the fair performers and trying to make them good. That's not going to do anything great. Those people probably shouldn't even be at your company, right? Mm-hmm. You know. In another great book, it talks about, you know, having only the A players on your team, mm-hmm. good to great, right? On the bus, only A players on your bus, and everyone else, you know, really shouldn't be on the bus, right? And then finding out where they sit. So love that idea. Find out who your top performers are. How can you coach them, support them? And be the transformation for them to bring them from good to great, mm-hmm. great to outstanding.
You talk about good to great. It just reminded me of something, Dave. In one of his books, Jim Collins' books, Built to Last,
yeah.
He talks about the concept of the Mars Group. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
Let me share it with your leaders, because your listeners, because this really speaks to that theme. And it goes like this. If you as a leader, as an entrepreneur, if you were asked to go on a journey to Mars and your mission was to replicate your organization on Earth with no communication to Earth, build it again with no communication, depending upon the size of the organization, who would be the four or five people you would take with you? So we do that here. We go through the Mars Group exercise. Now, in our size organization, I'll take 5 to 7 people with me to Mars. So depending upon the organization, some might have to take their CFO, some might have to take the COO, some might have to take the production manager, some might have to take the plant superintendent, whatever your business is. But who are the five you're going to take? Now, if you're going to take them to Mars and build your company again, you have a responsibility to pour yourself into them and invest into them so they grow, they develop, and produce other leaders. So that's a concept that hopefully your listeners will maybe they've heard of it before, but I will tell you it works.
Phenomenal. Well, I love it. You're just such a great student too. You're such a lifelong learner. As another business owner, I know that kind of does the reverse, and I actually crack up about it when I think about it. But in his mind, he's got an insurance company. It's small. It's like 12 people, and in his mind, at the end of every year. He pretends that they're on a boat, and the boat capsizes, and they all have to get in, like, the lifeboat, the dinghy, whatever, right? And the waters get rough, and for everybody to survive, he's got to throw one person out. It can all, like, if you've got 12 people, it can only hold 11, or they all die. And it's, who is he going to throw out, right? And he says that that's the person I'll probably let go at the end of the year. It's tough love, but Jack Welch,
with the bottom 10%. You eliminate the bottom 10%. I don't think there's anything wrong with that concept. I just put a – I like Collins' approach to it.
Yeah, it's a little more positive.
I like the Mars group. Now, the interesting thing is you have to determine who your inner circle is, who your core is, who you want to invest in. That to me, Dave, and you commented this earlier, you pointed this out earlier, that's not at the elimination of other people in your organization. I want someone else working and investing in those people. But I'm going to invest my time where I'm going to get the best rate of return.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me give you an example.
You
walked into our door today, and you met Nicole.
She was wonderful.
Her last name is George. Okay? I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hire her. It's not my job. I don't know much about this lady. I mean, not that we have a big company. We got 100-some people, but I'll tell you what. Someone else on my team does. Someone else on this team is connecting with her, know what her pain is, know what she has joy in her life about. Someone else is working and connecting with her and mentoring her and developing her. Someone else is investing their time in her. It's just someone down our leadership ladder. So everybody in our organization, my intention anyway, is everybody in our organization buys into that theme and that ideology. So we're not eliminating people. Someone else is doing it.
So it's a very instigative strategy. You have a plan. You have a plan that Nicole is going to be taken care of. Because, you know, you're dealing with the people you'll take to Mars, but there's other people that are, you called her your director of first impressions.
Yeah.
By the way, she did a great job.
Yep, thank you.
She asked me if I wanted water right away. I mean, very friendly and nice, and I saw my name on the board when I walked in. I felt special, so great first impression. But somebody's taking care of her. And you know what? I can tell because, like I said, when I walked in, I felt special. And it tells me that you have a very instigative approach to take care of the team because at the end of the day, and I'm sure you know this, that your employees are never going to treat your customers – any better than you treat your employees, right? It's a ripple effect. You know, Wegmans, right? From day one.
Perfect example.
They've always said, no, customers are number one, employees are.
Southwest.
Yeah.
Southwest.
And because they know that that's going to ripple. When I walk into Wegmans and I go to that cheese shop, right? The cheese section.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you know, the manager's been to France and Italy, and before you know it, I'm spending, you know, $30 on some cave cheese that I know nothing about, right? And so it worked, right?
There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, our philosophy here is our advisors are our employees.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of them, they'll take care of their clients.
Yeah.
And that's really as simple as that. And same thing with our staff people, our employees, too, or our customers. Our customers, our clients.
Yeah.
Our advisors are our customers, our clients.
Yeah. It seems like a family, though. Almost like I've known a lot of people in your organization now. I've met a lot of people. And in fact, I just referred somebody to work here who's with another firm just because he wasn't happy at his firm. And I said, I know where you got to go. And just getting to know Matt, Angela, and some other people on the team, I was like, if I were to, you know, be a guy that was a wealth management advisor, financial planner, I would want to work here. I feel like it's a family caring environment where I would not only be able to do my job and make a good living, but I would grow as a person. And that, mm-hmm. being Italian, you may know this phrase, the Sicilian phrase, the fish rots from the head down.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And conversely, if you've got, you know, the good fresh head, there goes the rest of the organization,
right.
too. And I can tell, and it shows, I can tell, you know, just even, you know, with the people that I have met, you can tell that they're proud to work here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so congratulations to you.
Well, that's our intention, and the credit goes to my son and his team for that, because they've really carried that through. Dave, I do want to make a comment, though, that I think might be relevant for your listeners on a point that you just made here about family. I don't want Alliance Advisory Group to be just a family. I want Alliance Advisory Group to be a team first. Family's a culture thing, and that's nice, but here's what happens in families. Sometimes we're too kind. Sometimes we let people slide. We, in our role as leaders, we have to always recognize that fine line between care and candor.
It's important.
You cannot fall in love with them like your sister. Sometimes you want to strangle her, but at the end of the day, she's got your blood. That's not true in business. I want a family, loving, caring environment, but we're a team, and everybody's got to have their oar in the water to get this boat to go where it needs to go. And sometimes you got to get tough.
Bob, I love it. Great, great point. On that note, Bob, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm here with Bob Fasciano from the Alliance Advisory Group. Thanks for listening.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-354-9157. That's 1-800-354-9157. Again, 1-800-354-9157.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-515-3299 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-515-3299. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-515-3299. That's 800-515-3299.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free endless pool idea kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information. 800-281-4117. That's 800-281-4117.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Last segment here, I'm here with Bob Fasciano from the Alliance Advisory Group, a great wealth management firm, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Jamestown. Did I hit all the cities?
Yeah. Buffalo, yeah.
So Buffalo, yeah, we're here in Buffalo. You started the company, did you say 78? So Bob, I'm going to make an assumption here, okay? So you started a company in 78, we're here in 2017. So, you know, however many years that is, right? 40 plus years, right? So a guy like you, I'm going to make the assumption that you're doing very well financially. You're set for life. I'm gonna make that assumption, if you don't mind. You've got 100 employees working here. I mean, you could kind of spike the ball. You could say, you know what? I'm gonna chill out, go lie on the beach. But I want to end this segment with the fact that you're doing quite the opposite. You're still working, but you're not only working. You've taken your game to the next level, and you're helping people now with coaching. Right. So John Maxwell, if you're in business and you haven't heard of John Maxwell, you probably lived in a cave. I read his first book years ago. What's it called? The 21 Laws.
21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership.
Yeah. Life-changing book, if you have read it. I still have the audio CD that I listen to about once a year. And he's written, 40, 50 books since then. Right. So John Maxwell is probably the premier, leader when it comes to leadership, in my opinion. You have become a John Maxwell coach, so like a certification program, and you're helping not only your own organization, but other people with leadership as well. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, briefly on that topic. I've been drinking Maxwell's Kool-Aid for a long time, brought some of the principles into our organization, and then solicited the company and asked to get certified to do some coaching. At that time, it was only certification within the own organization. Since then, I have been working with them on some other projects, and I've been going outside and doing some stuff. And also since then, I've kind of created my own curriculum in conjunction with some of the stuff from Maxwell. So the coaching now is really centered on small entrepreneurs, small business owners, those folks that have not had perhaps an opportunity to get to a executive coach that might charge them $30,000, $40,000 a year. So a small business owner, and I would define that, David, somewhere in the vicinity of 4 to 5 million of sales down to 1 million. Small business owners, got a small organization. I really believe they can benefit from some one-on-one coaching and some mentorship on leadership concepts that they might not have an opportunity to get exposed to. That's number one. Number two market that I've been working on is the middle level. It seems like everybody in the coaching business today wants to do the C-suite, wants to do the top. I'm not interested in that. I think the big opportunity to impact and make a difference and change in companies is to work with that mid-level person to develop them to be a leader to lead other people and multiply the organization. That's really where my passion is. That's what I've been blessed and fortunate enough to be able to do in my own organization. And their skill sets that what I found out about this, David, and the opportunity, frankly, is that those people in that middle position, and sometimes the entrepreneur himself or herself, has developed tactical skills to get to where they are. They're very good at something or some things. But now, You want to be the C-suite person. You want to take that entrepreneurial organization to another level. You really got to learn and develop the skills to get things done through other people so you can multiply the leaders organization. That's really what I'm passionate about, and that's kind of what we're doing right now. So that's my retirement, David. The people ask me this all the time. Bob, why are you, don't you have enough money?
Well, I was going to say, I know why, but I was going to ask you for our listeners, like, why are you doing this?
Well, a number of reasons, okay? One, I love it.
Gives you energy.
And my definition of retirement is you get rid of all the stuff in your life that you don't want to do anymore, okay? And in my case, I loved running Alliance Advisory Group, but it's my son's turn and his team, and they're going to take this thing to a whole nother level that I couldn't even dream about. I'm excited about that for them. So that piece is done. It's his and his team's turn to take it to another level. So I decide, instead of retire, rewire.
Oh, I like that.
Rewire myself. So I went through this exercise, and I just had to do some praying and some thinking about it, and it really hit me. You know, I don't know whether you're any good at it, I'm saying to myself. People say you're okay at it. Why don't you just develop a coaching business and work when you want to work and pick the people you want to coach as your clients under your terms? So to answer your question, I'm doing it because I'm passionate about it. I'm doing it because I'm an avid golfer, but I don't want to play golf 7 days a week in Florida. I really don't.
You'll start to not like it anymore.
I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want that's something to go to. And I also believe that you don't, when you're my age, philosophically, you don't leave something, you go to something else. So I don't really feel I left AAG. That's always going to be part of me. I'm going to something else, knowing that what's here is in good hands. Yeah. Because of my son's leadership, Matt Vahew, you've talked about Angela, and we've got many, many folks. Barbara O'Neill, who is our CFO and Chief Operations Officer, who's been with me for 30-some years.
Wow.
We got a great team here that's going to take this, and I feel I'm happy about that for them because it's going to go someplace else. But now it's my turn to go over here and help somebody else, try to help somebody else. And I think we're put on earth. I don't want to get spiritual here.
You can.
David, really.
You can.
Okay, you're giving me permission?
It's Christmas time.
I think God's got a purpose for everybody.
Absolutely.
And I've been seeking mine, and I think at my stage of the game, I'm kind of finding it and figuring it out. So why stop?
Yeah.
Why stop? I can honor my Creator by using gifts that He's given me for the benefit of someone else. And it's just really that simple.
Yeah.
That's my why.
I love it. Well, in this stage in the game, you're finding your superpower. What gives you your most energy. And to your point, I mean, you know, I was just at church myself last weekend, and you know the priest talked about that. You know, God gives us all a gift, and it's our responsibility to use that gift and give it back, right? And you give it back by using it to help others, and that's what you're doing. And so, yeah, you like golf, but I mean, is that really going to give you energy? No, you get, you know, it's kind of a maybe it's a reward. It's something like a hobby, but if you do a hobby every day, it becomes something you don't like anymore, maybe, right?
Plus the fact, golf frustrates the daylight out of you most of the time. So why would you want to get frustrated for 5 hours, right. 7 days a week?
Yeah. You want to do something that makes you smile
and
have fun.
Right.
So that's fantastic. So now that you've been in, you know, kudos to you. I hear constantly you're talking about the team, even when you talk about your son and his team. That's a sign of a good leader. I mean, I could tell it's been a very instigative approach that you've been a servant leader throughout your years. And the results are you grew an organization to a certain level that was thriving, and now you're blessed in the fact that you're able to turn over the reins to someone else, your son in this case, and it's ready to go to the next level. He and his team are prepared to do that. And that's speaking of good to great, Jim Collins studied all those companies, which mm-hmm. made those companies great. And it was because when the charismatic leader, or maybe just wasn't leader, wasn't even charismatic, when the leader left, he or she instilled that company with such great leadership skills and more leaders that it was still able to grow to the next level. A lot of companies do very well. The charismatic leader leaves, and then it flops because they didn't, to your point earlier, they did not grow more leaders. They were looking in the mirror the whole time at themselves to see how they look with the company, right? So very important points, here.
Yeah, there's just one comment on that. I believe that there is really no success unless there's a successor.
Yeah, that's big.
And I've witnessed that with a lot of my colleagues and friends that I've known over the years where they really didn't have a successor there. And to your point earlier, the place kind of fell apart, so to speak, or was acquired, and unfortunately was acquired at a real discount, and some of the people that were left behind got hurt.
Yeah.
Because that owner, that leader, failed to develop the team. And there is no success unless there's a successor.
Yeah.
And I try to preach this all the time to our team here. I ask them a question all the time. Who in this organization is succeeding because you're in their life?
That's huge.
If you can't point to Dave Mamano, you can't point to Angela Safran, you can't point to Matt Vayu, that they're succeeding because you're in their life. That's not success.
Yeah.
So it's, to me, that's what it's all about. I know I'm getting a little philosophical here, but hopefully that'll help.
We have a very deep audience, so.
Yeah, good.
All the intelligent, deep listeners listen to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show.
That's great. They're going to get me listening to it now.
All right, I love it.
I'm going to commit to that.
I love it. Well, you're a lifelong learner. Congratulations on that, too. Speaking of leadership, I'm wondering, do you think leaders are born or made?
Yes.
Yes. I love that answer. Can you elaborate a little
more? Yeah. Of course I will. I think there's levels of leadership, and I think you have to come, Dave, I believe you have to come to what defines a leader. How to me is, I believe Hitler was a phenomenal leader. I think Fidel Castro was a phenomenal leader. I just visited Cuba last week.
Yeah.
Mussolini, name the list. They were all messed up.
Well, they corralled tons of followers.
They follow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it depends on how you define leadership. So, and I didn't mean to be cute with that comment. Yeah, they're born. But if I had to make a choice, I would say they're made, but they're made intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very, very intentional about wanting to make a difference in someone else's life. To me, that's the essence of leadership. That's the definition of leadership. That doesn't happen by accident. There are a lot of people that have positions in large corporations, small corporations, and that ain't making them a leader in my book. They have the title. They have the position. Were they born? Yes. Were they made? Well, they have the position. But the followers are going to grant you permission to lead them. And that's only when you make a connection to them, when you pour yourself into their life, when you invest in them, and you get that rate of return. So the answer is yes, both. But I think that leader is more made because they need to be intentional about growing. You talk about lifelong learner. Yeah, you better. I mean, one of my heroes is, and I call him a mentor, and you can be a mentor. You can have a mentor, by the way, that's dead and you've never met.
Mm-hmm.
John Wooden. I love a lot of his quotes. I use it a lot in my speaking, but I really believe it. And the one quote that I love the best about him, the best of all of his quotes, was, "It's what you learn after you know it all that counts."
Love that.
So to me, that says, as a leader, I'm going to make myself a leader. I'm going to, you're made, because you're intentional about being a lifelong leader, about learning, continual learning. There is no substitute for that as a leader. So I don't know if that answers the question satisfactorily for you,
yeah, absolutely,
David.
Well, and you know, we talk about leaders, and yeah, Hitler, obviously, he convinced millions of people to do terrible things. So did he have leadership skills? Yeah. Was his mission good? Absolutely not. So we hope that always that, you know, people will take their gift of leadership and, like you said, continue to be a lifelong learner and hone it and make it better and do good things with it like you have. So, Bob, believe it, on that note, we are just about out of time. That went pretty fast, so thank you so much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
All the insights. Great to hear your journey. We have it documented for the ages, your grandkids. Bob, if anybody is inspired by you today, which how could they not be, what is the best way to get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you and or Alliance?
Oh, I would say, to me personally, just do bfashano, F-A-S-H-A-N-O, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
I've got a whole new website and a whole new email that's right now in process right now relative to the coaching business.
Offer
but
the-
right now, let's just do this one. What happens in our industry is we have a thing called compliance.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff's got to go through that. Even though my coaching business has really nothing to do with the financial services business, I still got to go through that. So we're not quite there, but that would be the quickest. Bfashano at yahoo.com. And by the way, I'm very happy to talk to anybody about anything that you're
very approachable
no problem.
Very approachable guy.
Absolutely.
Warm, loving Western New York Italian guy. They don't come any better, right? Well, Bob, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on all your massive success and continued success, because you're just getting started on, Bob 2.0, right?
So, okay. That's a good way to look at it, yeah.
I love it. So thanks again, Bob. And thank you, Avanti listeners, for listening. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to us. I'm here, Bob Fasciano from Alliance Advisory Group. And once again, everybody, thank you so much. And last but not least, if you or somebody you know that would like to be considered to be on the show, please send me an email at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is M-A-M-M-A-N-O. And make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and also avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.